Welcome to part two of our special finale Behind Big Brother podcast.
Is Camille the winner of Big Brother 2006? Like, I didn't know Big Brother was recorded, like, 2 days or 1 day before. You know, I voted David about 200 times, and if Big Brother's rigged and I want my money back, I'm very furious, as you can tell. And Camilla came number one, and they're making people vote to save them when they already know the outcome, like if it's recorded before. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not fair, and I hope today, tonight, or whoever, like, pick up on this story, because Camilla, what Big Brother or ESS or whatever is doing is, like, cheating people and making us waste our money, and that means I want my refund, and David was supposed to win, and he didn't, and Camilla's number one. Something fishy going on.
So, Tim, why was Camilla the winner in the flash header a day before it actually got announced?
Well, I was talking to Naomi from Today Tonight, and she offered me a really large wad of cash if I put Camilla as the winner, because, of course, then it would be the official site predicting the winner.
Oh, okay, I see.
And they're also going to do a story about how I'm not supposed to talk about it, but anyway, on Tuesday they'll be doing a story about how John and Ashley went back into the house and smoked pot in the sauna.
That's scandalous.
Okay, so back onto the topic of Jamie. I really wish he didn't win.
So do I. I was actually trying to hold out, since even though I knew, inverted commas, that Camilla was going to win, I was holding out saying, I'm not going to go online. Anyway, I finally did. And then I saw that Jamie won, and I moped at my screen, like, when, as if I was nominated.
Moped like Jamie.
Yeah, I moped like Jamie when he was nominated at my screen. Honestly, we talked about it in part one, but why the hell did he win? Camilla was so much more deserving. I mean, the poor girl got voted out in the first week.
It's because he has the hot bod.
Yeah, it's because he has the hot bod and the huge cock, and the girl hanging off him, and...
Everyone loves a winner.
Yeah, everyone loves a love story. Actually, Gretel was milking it for all it's worth. But honestly, yeah, the only reason that he got through is because of Katie. If their relationship didn't happen, I highly doubt Jamie would have been in the show this long. It would have been Dave or Claire. But it was because they had the relationship, and it was... Katie's a virgin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, which she totally isn't. No one in Rockingham over the age of 13 is a virgin.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, that was the whole sweet, innocent thing that was going on. And that was the only reason that he stayed, because he was going to deflower her, and it was all going to be... What? It was all going to be with rose petals and all the rest of it. Yeah, so I'm just kind of over it. And the whole, now we'll bring out Katie, and she comes out. She pulls up in a red dress at the thingy, and oh my god, and then the camera starts spinning and the lights dim and the fairy lights twinkle and I throw up all over my television screen, and it was really just a bit much.
Onto the technical side of the finale show. They did the exact same thing as last year. Exact same thing.
I actually liked segments of it. Part of it, in the beginning, the show was what, 2 hours, 2.5?
Yeah, that's my other point. It dragged on really too long.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to say. The first hour was actually really well put together, because last year when I was watching the finale, I just wanted it to finish. I was over all of it for many reasons. But the first hour of the finale tonight was actually... It kept me entertained, not looking at my watch saying, when is this shit going to finish? Going back in time and watching when Big Brother was good from the first week, watching the footage from the 100 days and seeing, having Camilla and Jamie in a little box and seeing their reaction to all this footage. And especially, I got shivers when they were talking about, who was it? Sandra was talking about the effect that Turkey Slap and whatnot had. And when Prime Minister John Twatface came on the TV and said, the show should be canned or whatever. And Camilla's face was just classic. It was, and they had no idea. They were just so naive, not naive, but they had absolutely no idea. And it was really interesting to watch that. And I'm glad that they did that. I thought that was really well put together and it didn't drag on. But then later on.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, it's a good idea in theory, making them watch the news and stuff, but please think of a new idea, a new way to do this, because they did the exact same format as last year. It was the exact same show. It was like I was watching repeats. They just got the housemates out onto a couch watching a screen. Sandra Sully comes on. I don't like Sandra Sully. I don't think anyone does. It was all...
The Insomniacs do.
It was all the same. Same old, same old. Please do it differently in 2007, please. I mean, even the opening credits, they flash the colours. I mean, I went ape over the flashing colours in the opening animation last year. I thought it was great because it all brought the show together. But they did it again.
Did they do that last year?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
And they did it again, and it's lost its spark. It's not new anymore. It needs to stay fresh.
What was the point of the... Well, I understand the housemates coming out as they were evicted and as they watched the footage, but going back in the house for a quick slammer and then coming straight back out, what was the hell was the point of that?
It was an attempt at some variety.
I think they were actually trying to get maybe... Well, because they had the couple of little plasmas showing memories of that certain area of the house, but I think the housemates were actually supposed to investigate the rest of the house, but they just didn't because there was alcohol or punch or whatever it was on the table, so they just stuck there. I think maybe there might have been plasmas in the bathroom or something showing memories from the bathroom and memories from the toilet. Memories from the sauna.
Memories from the toilet?
Memories from the bed where Camilla's turkey slept. Yeah, you know, that sort of thing. But the housemates just stuck around and...
Wouldn't it be funny if they had a plasma above?
Dedicated to the turkey slap.
Yeah, whoever's bed it was, just with the turkey slapping footage on repeat and then, like, sudden clips of John Howard saying, stupid program, slap, stupid program, slap.
That, as that, when the housemates walked back in, it was another moment when my brain was turned to mush by the 40-minute long beep, and Channel 10 didn't even use their new beep. They used that horrendous, high-pitched, classic beep.
The classic beep.
The classic beep, yeah. My brain turned to mush, and then I was even, I was mortified further when the beep actually stopped, and I could see clearly again, and all I could see was up Camilla, up Katie's vagina, because her skirt was so short and riding up at the back when Jamie lifted her up. So I was blinded again, and then I was brought back, and Gretel was actually in the house.
Okay, so the beep brings me on to another subject. In the finale, I really wish John and Ashley were there.
I agree in that one. They've started doing the media rounds. I mean, I think, who was it? John was in Perth yesterday. He might still be here today. He was at the Mullaloo Beach Hotel or whatever it's called. Why weren't they at the finale? I don't understand. I mean, everyone's over the fact that they got
bad
kicked out.
Bad publicity. I mean, even the fact that they hit the beep button as Dino was talking about John and Ashley really shows how much they are trying to sweep it under the rug. I mean, John and Ashley got very brief mentioned in the reviewing the footage. And, I mean, even on Sunday night, Max goes, oh, yeah, I'd really like to have met John. And Camilla's like, oh, okay, next, move on to subject.
Camilla, you mean Gretel.
Did I say?
Yeah, you said Camilla.
Oh, well, Gretel said, okay, move on.
Yeah, and it was just swept under the rug during the flashback thing. It was sort of, and this happened, and John and Ashley being kicked out. Oh, no, there's something else interesting, like someone else, someone's eviction.
Yeah, some other crap that Gretel spills out.
Let's talk about Gretel for a minute. There was a thread on the forums about Gretel.
Let's not talk about Gretel.
No, this is hilarious, though. About Gretel being sponsored by Glad for the alfoil that she was wearing. I thought she was going to set on fire because of all those tiny little lights at the back of the stage. I thought one was going to spark at her and she would have just burst into flames. She would have been a toasted twister. Toasted Gretel.
Aluminium foil doesn't catch on fire, though. She just roasts inside of it.
Maybe she was sponsored by and she was going to get toasted for 12 seconds, and then she would have been crispy on the outside, but kept fresh on the inside.
No, not fresh on the inside, no.
Prehistoric on the inside.
But we were talking about how the finale went on for so long. After an hour and a half, Gretel's voice really started... like, fingernails down a blackboard. It was really starting to grate on me. Like, watching Big Brother for 100 days, running a website on it. Gretel's voice.
I thought it was good how they brought, well, to some extent, it was good how they brought Marky out, because usually you don't see much of him on the primetime shows. But then they brought Fitzy and Brie out, and I just wanted to kill myself.
Did you notice Gretel was like, oh, yeah, Mike, this is the first time we've been on stage together. You do the late night program and the Friday...
Come on, Big Brother, give it to me through my earpiece. Come on.
Yeah. She did get it after a few suspicious seconds.
Yeah, I think... I thought they would have been best friends back in my naive, non-Behind Big Brother days, but...
They mustn't see each other at all, ever.
I think maybe Mike gets pissed off when Gretel narrates the daily shows on Sundays. Maybe he gets a bit irate about that. Yeah, my point is that at least they gave Mike sort of a bit of a... Because he does a heap of work during the season, and at least he got a bit of a goodbye at the end, and the crowd cheered him on.
And the captions were pretty good, I thought. Could have been worse.
Could have been worse, yeah. I actually like the costume competition. I wish they kept that. That was actually really interesting to see how weird people got. People still dress up, like you see it when they do the flyovers of the...
Auditorium,
but I would have liked to see the actual competition, because I think that was better. And you got to actually see the person on stage who had actually won.
Hi, it's Tracy. I was just watching tonight's eviction show, and I just thought it was an absolute cracker that Camilla ran out of the bedroom without any knickers on and thought she had to put them on in front of all of Australia. I think Camilla just sealed her win of Big Brother 06 with that little performance. So go, Camilla. But the undies that she put on, actually she might as well not have put any on because they're only a piece of string anyway. Go, Camilla, girlfriend, you just won BB06. Ciao, guys.
Yeah, go, Camilla, win the show. All right, bye.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really over Gretel now. She does an okay job, but tonight it was just wearing on. 6 years, almost 100 days each year. Time to change the host, methinks.
Do you reckon... That was brought up a lot, and people think that if you change the host... the show's going to go downhill. So you think that a host change would be good? I don't think a host change would be good. I think it's more the producer side of things. I don't think it's the host. Gretel brings everything together. She's the face of Big Brother, so I think she should just stay for the fact of just staying.
I don't want her to be the face of Big Brother.
Well, she is if you like it or not. So who would you rather, big Chris Noble photo?
No, what I'm saying is the show... Big Brother Australia goes by a very cheesy, very young type theme. And I think Gretel, she doesn't really embody the young cheesiness anymore.
Would you like to see Rove as the host?
It's inevitable. I'm just going to ignore that comment about Rove. It's inevitable that people get older, and I think Gretel's past the age bracket where she's maybe a little too old to host the show. I don't mean that in an offensive, I hate old people way. But I think it's her time.
It's her time. You sound like she's going to pass away or something similar.
Well, I mean, who's going to know her after Big Brother?
She does write books. They're actually pretty funny.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Moving on
to the what I've dubbed the Lauren toaster incident. Lauren was that housemate that was in the house for maybe 48 hours, something similar.
Yeah.
Tonight, she looked like she'd just stuck her finger into a toaster. Her hair was really rank. And did you see Karen's hair?
Nah, and I wasn't watching that closely.
It was like a huge beehive mullet afro. And she was, they said, Gretel said, oh, so I heard you want to move up to Brisbane or something similar. And she goes, yeah, I want to have a bit more of a social life and fit in with the social square. And I want to get my, what the hell is it called when you have a baby? My children. I want my children to, I'm trying to convince my children to move up. She's a huge media whore and she's not going to get anywhere. I mean, she's past her prime. Her boobs are new, but she isn't. So leave it to Crystal. She lives enough through Crystal anyway, I think. So.
Yeah, I don't know what she's trying to do there, Ben. Okay, from one intruder to the next, Danielle...
Do we even have to go there? At least they had like an original song. Well, they didn't have to pay the rights for it, so maybe that's why they played it, but it was a bit, it was fresh sort of.
Okay, well, anybody with anyone can sound like Danielle did with enough sound filters, let me put it that way. She's no Australian Idol. I mean, not that Australian Idol's very talented either, but...
Boom dish. I expected a bit more from the rest of the housemates dancing around. I thought maybe they'd do a reenactment of the Swan Lake / cheerleading task, but it was sort of...
Very forced, like, they'd obviously been practicing for a while, and it was almost, like, juttery and...
Yeah, it looked like it had been thrown together in 10 minutes by the task department. It was that... I expected a bit more from that because that the cheerleading task and what they actually pulled off was really good along with the Swan Lake thing, and putting that into it would have been a tad more interesting than Danielle singing. Well, singing in inverted commas.
The cheerleader housemates, which was almost all the girls plus Rob, I don't know why, they seemed to be having a good time doing their cheer thing.
The other ones weren't, like Darren dressed as a pirate, he was pissed off as.
Yeah, all the other housemates seemed very unimpressed, like, I don't know if they'd been forced to go up and dance like idiots, but they looked really...
And Dino was having serious package problems in that, those white tights, like, there was serious... I don't know if he wasn't wearing underwear or he was getting excited or... Well, it definitely wasn't cold in the auditorium.
Well, you were probably watching with your high-definition PC card, weren't you?
Yeah, I was zooming in.
I was watching on my, like, 50-centimeter analog TV, so I didn't quite catch that.
But, no, he was standing behind Gretel, and it was just, bam, right in your face. Couldn't get away from it.
In front of Gretel's face, or...?
No, that's the footage we'll see in a couple of years, the X-rated Gretel footage.
But yeah, the I did see Dino look kind of pissed off as well, maybe because of his package problems.
I think he's pissed off about John and Ash.
Let's revisit that.
He is really, really, like, I think he's best mates with John and Ash, and we've seen him on Tim Brunero's podcast talking about how John was devastated because he was looking forward to seeing his video package with Gretel and being on the audience, and he just got nothing out of it. He was just kicked out and gotten rid of, basically.
Yeah, I've got to say, looking back now, very unfair. And now that we know that they won't be coming on Rove either, very unfair. They're being kicked in the stomach while they're down, really.
As much as I didn't like Ashley and John, they still added something to the house. They weren't Elise housemates. So, you know, they did add something to the house, so I don't think they should have been treated the way they have. Yes, they did something wrong. Yes, we're all over it. They understand. We've seen it, not only that forced TV thing, but as they've spoken to other media outlets, who I think Big Brother's just dumped them, and Ashley and that can really say whatever they want to say. And they've been on Oh Brother with Tim Bonero again, and they actually seem genuine in their responses in saying, it was a bad thing, we did something wrong, we understand, and let's turn it around into something good, getting people talking about. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they get behind, like, a sexual assault foundation or something like that, and sexual assault awareness or something similar. I think that would be really good if they did that.
Well, let it be a warning to people thinking of auditioning for Big Brother 7. I mean, I doubt it's going to stop the majority of people, the types of people who want to be on Big Brother, but that's what can happen.
Hey, Snip 104, here's a special mix just for you on Snip 106.5.
Yeah, yeah, it comes. Lucky, never seen it. Oh.
Snip 104, kiss my ass.
Listen, mate.
Snip 104.